A Kansas State University professor is working on technology to combat viruses in farm crops. It would give plants a fighting chance on Successful Farming Radio. Brought to you by Kubota. When you want power and versatility in your farm equipment, look no further than Kubota. To learn more, visit Kubota.com today.
When it comes to tough, versatile workhorses, nothing compares to Kubota's full line of RTV series utility vehicles. Engineered to last and designed to deliver, Kubota's RTV X series doesn't just lead the way on rugged dependability, it leads the pack. From big jobs to small projects and daily chores, choose from America's top-selling family of diesel utility vehicles to help you do it all. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Just like us, crops get sick from a variety of viruses and pathogens. This can cause yield losses and a reduction in quality. David Cook is an assistant professor of plant pathology at Kansas State University and on a quest to develop technology that would provide greater resistance in common farm crops.
We can hopefully give the plant new tools to recognize that a virus is present and then eliminate it, so sort of a new security system for plants. And with the same technology, we think we can also increase plant performance, so maybe increase stress tolerance, maybe increase sort of the nutritional content in a specific crop.
Most viruses are very clever. Once they encounter resistance, they're smart enough to find a way around it, constantly changing to survive. Cook says he's using gene editing technology called CRISPR to give plants an extra way to fight.
So we want to add a new layer that will allow the plant to detect that intruder and then be able to respond, basically killing that little cell that gets infected. So we want to be able to kill just that little cell that's been infected, leaving the rest of the plant hopefully healthy and stopping the spread of that virus.
If all goes well, Cook says his short-term goal is to introduce the technology into soybeans in about 3 years. However, the resulting varieties would be classified as genetically modified organisms, so they will have to go through regulatory scrutiny before they would be available to farmers. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the research going into virus-resistant technology at agriculture.com.